With KSJD Local News, I'm Gail Binkley. Outrage, disbelief, and disappointment. Those were some of the emotions voiced by people at a special meeting of the Durango City Council Thursday afternoon about what happened at a protest at a Durango ICE facility on Monday and Tuesday. The council chambers were packed for the Thursday meeting, and large crowds jammed the lobby and stood outside the building. The protest has generated statewide attention, and the Colorado Bureau of Investigation has said it will investigate whether ICE acted illegally when a federal agent threw one demonstrator to the ground. Police Chief Bryce Current characterized the event as a riot. However, numerous people who gave public comments at the council meeting disputed that picture, saying it was ICE agents who initiated the violence. Several people who were at the protest and later spoke with KSJD, including some Montezuma County residents, also disagreed with the chief's view. The protest was over the detention of three asylum seekers from Colombia, a man and his two teenage children. Protesters locked a gate at the ICE facility and formed human chains to try to stop the detainees from being taken away. They were then pepper sprayed and pummeled with rubber bullets. This is KSJD.